Chapter 16. Author's note, you know what? Shut up, okay? Prove to me you're not preps. Raven, you suck, fucking bitch. Come give back my fucking tit, you stupid diss. Raven, what the fuck, you bitch? You're supposed to do this. But away fangs for Brittany 5655 for touching my Japanese. We ran happily to Hogsmeade. There we saw the stage where Good Charlotte had played. We ran in happily. My Chemical Romance were there playing Helena. I was so fucking happy. Gerard looked even sexier than he did into pictures. Even Draco thought so. I could totally see him getting an erection, but it didn't matter. Because I knew now that we were the only true ones for each other. I was wearing a black leather mini dress and black leather platinum boots with red ripped fishnets. Draco was wearing a black baggy My Chemical Romance t-shirt and black baggy pants. Anyway, we started moshing to Helena. We Frenched. We ran up to the front of the band to stage dive. Suddenly, Gerard pulled off his mask. So did the others. We gasped. It wasn't them at all. It was Volsamort and the Death Dealers. What the fuck, Draco? I'm not going to a concert with you, I shouted angrily. Not after what happened to me last time. Even if it's My Chemical Romance, and you know how much I like them. Well, because we, you know, he gadgeted uncomfortably, because guys don't like to talk about you-know-what. Yeah, because we you know, I yelled in an angry voice. We won't do that again, Draco promised. This time, we're going with an escort. Oh my god, what the fuck, are you giving into the mainstream? I asked. So I guess you're a prep or a Christina or what now? No, he muttered loudly. Are you becoming a prep or what? I shouttered angrily. Enidy, I'm not. Please come with me. He fell down to his knees and started singing The World is Black by Good Charlotte to me. I was flattened because that's not even a single. He had memorized the lyrics just for me. Okay, then, I guess I will have to, I said. And then we Frenched for a while, and I went up to my room. Bloody Mary was standing there.
Oh, shit.
Hajimemashite, girl, she said happily. She speaks Japanese, so do I. That means, how do I do in Japanese? But oh, I will, that fucking poser got expelled. She failed her classes, and she skipped math. Author's note, Raven, you fucking suck! Fuck you! Serves that fucking bitch right, I laughed angrily. Well, anyway, we were feeling all depressed. We watched some gothic movies like Does Nightmare Before Xmas? Maybe Willow will die too, I said.
Kawaii.
Bloody Mare shook her head energetically, lethargically. Oh, yeah, oh, have a confession. After she got expelled, I murdered her, and then Lupin did it with her, because he's a necrophilic. Kawaii, I commented happily. We talked to each other in silence for the rest of the movie. Oh, hey, by the way, I'm going to a concert with Draco tonight in Hogsmeade with MCR, I said. I need to wear the hottest outfit ever. Bloody Mary nodded energetically.
I'm a fucking god, totally. Let's go shopping.
In Hot Topic, right? I asked, already getting out my special Hot Topic loyalty card. No, my head snapped up.
What?
My head spun. I could not believe it.
Bloody Mary, are you a prep?
No, no, she laughed.
I found some cool gothic stores near Hogwarts, that's all.
Who told you about them? I asked, sure it would be Draco or Diablo or Vampire. They'd even say that name to me. Or me.
Dumbledore, she said. I mean, it's called a Brahms.
Am I fucking god Dumbledore? I asked quietly.
Yeah, I saw the map for Hogsmeade on his desk, she told me. Come on, let's go.
We were going in a few punk goth stores specially for the concerts in Hogsmeade. The salesperson was, oh my god, hotter than Gerard, except not because that's impossible. And he gave me a few dresses. We only have these for the real goths.
The real goths?
Me and Bloody Mary asked.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how many posers there are in this town, man. Yesterday, Lupin and Snap tried to buy a gothic camera pouch.
He shook his head. I didn't even know they had a camera.
Oh my fucking god, no, they're gonna spy on me again! I cried, running out of the changing room wearing a long black dress with lots of red tulle coming out and a very low cut with a huge slit.
Oh my Satan, you have to buy that outfit! The salesperson said.
Yeah, it looks totally hot, said Bloody Mary. You know what? You know what? I'm going to give it to you free because you look really hot in that outfit. Hey, you going to be at the concert tonight? He asked. Yeah, I am, actually. I looked back at him. Hey, by the way, my name's Ebondi. Darkness Dementia Tearaway. What's yours? Tomrid, he said, and ran a hand through his black-dyed hair. Maybe I'll see you there tonight. Yeah, I don't think so, because I'm going there with my boyfriend Draco, you sick perv, I yelled angrily. But before he could beg me to go with him, Hargrid flew in on his black broom looking worried.
Oh my god, Ebondi! You need to get back into the castle now!
Ha. Here we go. Hi guys. This is my life now. This is what I do with my time.
Chapter 17.
Author's note. I said stop filming Destryo. If you're prepped and didn't read it, if you can to welder your prep or not by my quiz, it's on my homepage. If you're not, then you rock. If you're didn't, fuck off! Piz Willow isn't really a prep. Raven, please do this. I promise I'll give you back your pister.
Tom Riddle gave us some clothes and stuff for free. He said he would help us with makeup if he wanted, because he was really into fashion and stuff. He's bisexual.
Hargrid kept shouting at us to come back to Hogwarts. What the fuck, Hargrid? I shouted angrily. Fuck off, you fucking bastard!
Well, anyway, Willow came.
Hargrid went away angrily. Hey, bitch, you look kawaii, she said. Yeah, but not as kawaii as you, I answered sadly, because Willow's really pretty and everything. She was wearing a short black corset thingy with blood-red lace on it and a black blood-red miniskirt, leather fishnets, and black pointy boots that showed off how pale she was. She had a really nice body with big bobs and everything. She was thin enough to be anorexic.
So, are you going to the concert with Draco? She asked.
Yeah, I said happily.
I'm going with Diabolo, she answered happily.
Well, anyway, Draco and Diabolo came. They were both looking extremely hot and sexy, and you could tell they thought we were off to... Diabolo was wearing a black t-shirt that said 666 on it. He was wearing tons off makeup, just like Marilyn Manson.
Draco was wearing black leather pants, a gothic black Good Charlotte t-shirt, and black Vans he got from DeWarped Tower. Bloody Mart was going to the concert with Dracula. Dracula used to be called Navel, but it turned out that he was kidnapped at birth and his real family were vampires. They died in a car crash. Navel converted to Satanism and he went goth. He was in Slytherin now. He was wearing a black warped t-shirt, black jeans and shoes, and black hair with red streaks in it. We call him Dracula now. Well, anyway, we all went to Draco's black Mercy Benz, get it, because we're gothic, that his dad Lucian gave him. We did pot, coke, and crack. Draco and I made out. We made fun of those stupid fucking preps. We soon got there. I gasped.
Gerard was the sexiest guy ever. He looked even sexier. No, sorry. He looked even sexier than he did in pics. He had long raven black hair and piercing blue eyes. He was really skinny, and he had an amazing ethnic voice. We moshed to Elena and some Otter songs. Suddenly, Gerard pulled off his mask. So did the other members. I gasped. It wasn't Gerard at all. It was an ugly preppy man with no nose and red eyes. Everyone ran away but me and Draco. Draco and I came. It was Voldemort and the Death Dealers.
You moronic idiots!
He shooted angstily.
Enemy, I told you to kill Vampire. Thou hast failed, and now I shall kill thou and Draco.
No, no, please! We begged sadly, but he took out his knife. Suddenly a gothic old man flew in on his broomstick. He had long black hair and a long black beard. He was wearing a black robe that said Avril Lavigne on the back. He shot at a spell, and Voldemort ran away. It was Dumbledore.
Chapter 18.
Author's note, I said stop flaming. If you do it and you're a fucking prep, thanks to Raven for the help and stuff, you rock. You're not a prep. Thanks for my sweater. No. Thanks for my sweater. No. Thanks for my suitor. P.S. to Honor S. and Dumbledore swore as he's trying to be gothic, so dare.
I woke up the next day in my coffin. I walked out of it and put on some black eyeliner, black eyeshadow,
blood-bed lipstick and a black, really low-cut leather dress that was all ripped and in stripes so you could see my belly. I was wearing a skull belly ring with black and red diamonds inside it. The night before Draco and I went back to the skull, get it, cause I'm gothic, cause I like death, Dumbledore chased Voldemort away. We flew there on our brooms. Mine was black and the broom stuff was blood red. There was lace all over it. Draco had a black My Chemical Romance boom. We went back to our rooms and we had you-know-what to a Linkin Park song. Well, anyway, I went down to the Great Hall. There all the walls were painted black and the tables were black too. Beauf had seated there was a pink paint underneath the black paint, and there were posters of poser bands everywhere like Ashley Simpson and the Backstreet Boys. What the fuck? I shouted, going to sit next to Bloody Mary and Willow. Bloody Mary was wearing a black leather mini with a good Shraloot t-shirt, black fishnets, and black pointy boots. Willow was wearing a long gothic black dress with blood-red writing that was all lacy and came up to your thighs and black boots and fishnets. Vampire, Dracula, and Draco came. We started to talk about who was sexier, Mikey or Gerard Way or Billy Joe Armstrong. The boys joined in because they were bi.
This guy's just so fucking hot,
Neva was saying, as suddenly a gothic old man with a black beard and everything came. He was the same one who had chased away Voldemort yesterday. He had normal tan skin, but he was wearing white foundation, and he had dyed his hair black.
Dumbledore?
We all gasped.
What the fuck? I shouted angrily. I thought he was just wearing that to scare Voldemort.
Hello, everyone, he said happily. As you can see, I gave the room a makeover. What do you think about it?
Everyone from the poser table in Gryffindor started to cheer. Well, we goths just looked at each other all disgusted and shook our heads. We couldn't believe what a poser he was, one.
By the way, you can call me Albert, he called out as we left to our classes.
What a fucking poser!
Draco shouted angrily as wee-wee to transformation. We were holding hands. Vampire looked really jealous. I could see him crying blood in a gothic way, get it, way like Gerard, but I didn't say anything.
I bet he's having a midlife crisis, Willow shouted.
I was so fucking angry. Chapter 19. I'm not okay, I promise. Author's note, please stop flaming this story. If you do, you're fucking prepping. You're jealous, okay? 1-1 from Knock. I'm going to doubt your man reviews. 1-1-1 bit away. I have earned one to pour blood, so dare. I thanks for Raven for the help. 1-1. All day we sat angrily thinking about Dumbledore. We were so fucking pissed off. Well, I had one thing to look forward to My Chemical Romance concert. It had been postponed, so we could all go. Anyway, I went to the common room, sadly, to cut classes. Draco was being all secretive. I asked what it was, and he got all mad at me and started crying all hot and angsty. But sensitive bi guys are so hot.
No one fucking understands me, one, he shouted angrily as his black hair went to his big blue eyes like Billy Joe in Boulevard of Borken Dreams.
He was wearing black baggy pants, a black My Chemical Romance t-shirt, and a black tie. Get it? Instead of tie, because I'm gothic. I was wearing a black leather low-cut top with chains all over it, a black leather mini, black high-held boots, and a cross-belly thing. My hair was all up in a messy, really high bun like Amy Lee in Gone Under. Email if you want to see the pic.
Accuse me? What about me? I growled.
But, he grunted.
You fucking bastard!
I moaned.
No, wait! It's not what it fucking looks like! He shouted.
But it was too late. I know what I heard. I ran to the bathroom angrily, crying. Draco banged on the door. I whipped and wept as my bloody eyeliner streamed down my cheeks and made cool tears down my feces. Like Benji in the videos for girls and boys.
Raven, that is so our video. I took out a cigarette and started to smoke pot.
Suddenly, Hagrid came. He had appeared.
You gave me a fucking shock, I shouted angrily, dropping my pot. What the fuck do you think you're doing in the girls' room?
Only it wasn't just Hagrid. Someone else was with him, too. For a second, I wanted it to be Tom Ridd or maybe Draco, but it was Dumbledore.
Hey, I need to ask you a question, he said, pulling out his black wannabe gothic purse. What are you wearing to the concert?
You know who My Chemical Romance are? I gasped.
No, I just saw there was a concert that a lot of goths and punks were going to, he said. Anyway, Draco has a surprise for you. Chapter 20. Author's note, I said not to care what you think, stuff, plamming you, K-prefs. Thanks to Raven for the help. Oh yeah, by the way, I'll be on vacation in Transylvania for the next 3 days, so do not expect updates. All day I wondered what the surprise was. Meanwhile, I pot on a black leather mini, a black corset with purple lace stuff all over it, and black compact boots. My Chemical Romance were going to do the concert again, since Volksimort had taken over the last one. I slit my wrists while I moshed to My Chemical Romance in my bedroom all night, feeling excited. Suddenly, someone knocked on the door while I was trying on some black clothes and moshing to Fang und Venom. No, sorry. And moshing to Fang und... and moshing to Fang Euphorta Venom. I got all mad and turned it off. But sacredly, I hopped inside that it was Draco, so we could do it again.
The fucking hell are you doing? I shouted angrily. It was Lupin. Are you gonna come rape me or what? I yelled.
I was allowed to say that because Dumbledore had told us all to be careful around him and Snap since he was a pedo.
No, actually...
Get it, hell.
Can I borrow some condemns?
He growled angrily.
Yeah, so you can fuck your 6-year-old girlfriend, huh?
I shouted sarcastically. Fucker, he said, going away. He said, going away. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Well, anyway, I put on some black eyeshadow, black eyeliner, and some black lipstick and white foundation. Then I went. Then I gasped. Snake and Lupin were in the middle of the empty hall doing it, and Dobby was watching one.
Oh my god, you ludicrous idiot!
Oh my god, you ludicrous idiot!
They both shooted angrily when they saw me. Dobby ran away crying. Day got up, though. Normally, I would have been turned on. I love seeing guys do it, but both of them were fucking preps. By the way, Snake has moved to Gryffindor now.
What the fuck? Is that why you wanted condoms?
I asked sadistically. See, I spelled that.
Only you wouldn't give them to me,
Lumpkin shouted angrily.
Well, you should have told me,
I replied.
You dimwit,
Snake began to shoot angrily, and then I took out my black camera and took a pic of them. You could see that they were naked and everything.
What, excuse me?
Well, excuse me,
they both shouted angrily.
What was that all about?
What was that all about?
It was to blackmail you, I snarked. So now next time you see me doing it with my boyfriend, he can't fucking rat me out or I'll show this to Dumbledore, so fuck off, you bastards. I started to run. They chased me, but I threw my wound at them and they tripped over it. Well, anyway, I went outside and there was Vampire, looking extremely fucking hot.
What the fuck, where'd Draco?
I asked him.
I was being a fucking bastard.
He told me he wouldn't come, Vampire said, shaking his head. You want to come with me? To the concert. Then, he showed me his flying car. I gasped. It was a black car. He said his dog father, Sirius Black, had given it to him. The license plate on the front said MCR666 on it. The one on the back said Enaby on it. I gasped. We flew to the concert hall. MCR were there, playing. Vampire and I began to make out, moshing to the music. I gasped, looking at the band. I almost had an orgasm. Gerard was so fucking hot. He began to sing Helena, and his sexy, beautiful voice began to fill the hall. And then I heard some crying. I turned and saw Draco, crying in a corner. Chapter 21.
Oh, there's no fuck you, okay? You fucking suck. It's not my fault if it's spelled wrong. Get it, bitch, Raven, because fuck you, preps. Whoops, his Raven Fangs are to help. This is the way Transylvania rocks rad. I even get to go to the castle where Dracula was flimmed.
Later, we all went in the skull. Draco was crying in the common room.
Draco, are you okay?
I asked in a gothic voice.
No, I'm not, you fucking bitch!
He shouted angrily. He started to run out of the place in a suicidal way.
I stated to cry because I was afraid he would commit suicide. It's okay, Annabee, said Vampire comfortably. I'll make him feel better.
You mean you'll go fuck him, won't you?
I shouted angrily. Then I ran to get Draco. Vampire came too.
Draco, please come!
He began to cry. Tears of blood came down his pale face. I was so turned on because I love sensitive bi guys. If you're a homophone, then fuck off. Sorry. If you're a homophone, then fuck off.
Oh, you guys, I get to do Filch! Yes, I get to do Filch!
Okay. And then, we heard some footsteps. Vampire got out his black invisibility cloak. We both got under it. We saw the janitor, Mr. Norris, there, shouting angrily with a flashlight in his hand.
Who's there?
He shouted angrily. We saw Filth come. He went under the invisibility cloak and started to meow loudly.
Is anyone there?
Yelled Mr. Norris.
No, fuck you, you preppy little poser son of a fucking bitch!
Vampire said under his breast in a disgusted way.
Excuse me! Excuse me, he said that!
Yelled Mr. Norris. Then he heard Filch meow.
Filth, is there anyone under the cloak?
He asked. Filth nodded. And then, Vampire frenched me. He did it just as Mr. Norris was taking off the cloak.
Would ya?
He yelled. But it was too late, because now we were ruining away from him. And then we saw Draco crying and busted in tears and slitting his wrists outside of the school.
Draco! I cried. Are you okay?
I guess, though.
Draco weeped. We went back to our coffins, frenching each other. Draco and I decided to watch Lake Placid, see isn't a depressin', on the gothic red bed together. As I was about to put in the video, my eyes rolled up. And suddenly I had a vision of something that was happening now. There was a knock on the door, and Fug and the Mystery of Magic walked into the school. One. Chapter 22.
Oh, there's no, shut the fuck up! Prep's to flame me, okay? If you don't like it, fuck off, it's Mr. Norris's Raven's fault, okay? One, you suck. One, no, just kidding, Raven, you fucking rock prep suck one.
All day everyone talked about the misery of magic. Well, anyway, I woke up the next day. I was in my coffin, so I opened the door. I was wearing black lacy leather pajamas. Then I gasped. Standing in front of me were Bloody Mary, Vampire, Diabolo, Draco, Dracula, and a Willow. I opened my crimson eyes. Willow was wearing a tight black leather top with pictures of bloody roses all over it. Under that, she wore a black poofy skirt with lace on it and black gothic boots that was attached to the top. Vampire was wearing a baggy Simple Plan t-shirt and baggy black pants and Vans. Draco was wearing a black MCR t-shirt and black jeans and a leather jacket. He looked just like E. Gerard Way and almost as fucking sexy. Vampire looked like Joel Madden. Bloody Mary was wearing a tight black poofy gothic dress that she had ripped so it showed off all her cleavage with a white apron that said bitch and other swear words and My Chemical Romance lyrics on it, kind of like one dress I had seen Amy Lee wear once. Darkness, who was Jenny, was up there too. She was wearing a ripped gothic black dress with ripped stuff all over it and a lace-up top thing and black pointy boots. So were Crab and Goyle. It turns out that Darkness, Diabolo, Crab and Goyle's dad was a vampire. He committed suicide by slitting his wrists with a razor. He had raped them and stuff before, too. They all got so depressed they became gothic and converted to Stanism.
Oh my god! I yielded as I jumped up. Why the fuck are you all here?
Annabee, something is really fucked up, Draco said.
Okay, but I need to put my fucking clothes on first! I shouted angrily.
It's all right, we have to go now, and you look kawaii anyway. You're so fucking beautiful, Draco said in a sexy voice.
All right, I said, smiling. But you have to tell me why you're being all erective.
I will, he said. So I just put on some black eyeliner, black lipstick, and red eyeshadow and white foundation. Then I came. We all went outside the great hall and looked in from a window. A fucking prep called Brittany from Gryffindor was standing next to us. She was wearing a pink mini and a Hillary Duff t-shirt, so we put up our middle fingers at her. Inside the Great Hall, we could see Dumbledore. Cornelia Fudge was there shouting at Dumbledore. Doris Rumbridge was there, too.
"This cannot be!" she shouted angrily. "The school must be closed!"
"The Bark Lord is planning to kill the students!" yelled Cornelia Fudge.
"You are not fit to be the principal any longer!" yelled Rumbridge. "You are too old, and your Alzheimer's is dangerous. You must retry, or Voldemort will kill your students."
"Very well," Dumbledore said angrily. "But we cannot do this. We can't close the school. There's only one person who is capable of killing Voldemort, and she is in the school. And her name is... Ebony Darkness, Dementia Ravenway. Draco, Crab, Goyle, Darkness, Willow, Vampire, and Bloody Mary looked at each other. I gasped.